We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Anyway. Discussion. I be on it all night, man. I be on it
all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the. What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic,
that was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. As always, good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? It's all good on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday.
It's warm today.
As we always here, living for the weekend and, getting some closure. Not closure. The season's over.
How about it's over.
Yeah, the season's over.
Now the real interesting stuff starts.
As we talked to the Hawks, season ended last night. Not surprised that it was just looked like a typical Hawks game. Can't defend, can't rebound. Trey stunk last night.
Yep.
Let's call it what it was.
He stunk last night.
DeJounte played okay. He was good.
DeJounte played good. But DeAndre Hunter probably had his worst game of the year.
You know, and now you're in a situation where you go, well, what's next? Now we can talk about what's next.
Yeah.
Because there is no more games this year, and I would be very surprised if this team looks anything alike.
It shouldn't.
It look anything alike.
Yeah, if they're serious about trying to be a franchise, like if they're serious about trying to be a, you know, because that's the question, right, is what are you trying to do? I would assume is win championships, right? That's the assumption.
Yeah.
We'll enter this conversation on the assumption that the goal that they have is to build a championship team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then if that's true, then a lot of stuff has to change this offseason.
Yeah.
And then you kind of start with, okay, what changes? What's the right path? Who do you build around? Who do you build with? How do you even think about that? And it's very complicated, yes. There's no easy answer, and everyone's going to simplify it to, do you build around this guy or do you build around this guy?
It's more to it than
that. Well, it's way more to it than that. And honestly, I don't think build around is the right way to put it even, because you tried to build around Trey.
Didn't work.
It kind of worked a little bit, and the peak happened, and then it has fallen off.
Substantially,
year over year, because it's really hard to build around a guy like that.
Yes.
As we've said this going back to when they drafted him, was like, all right, like you see the talent for sure, and Trey's really good. Like, let's not be prisoners of the moment or disrespectful or anything like that. Like, Trey's had a nice NBA career so far. He's a really good player, but he's all of the things that we knew that he was when you drafted him, which is undersized and ball dominant and not good at defense and all these sorts of things. Like, there's not very many examples in NBA history of a team successfully building around a player like him.
Mm-hmm. And contending.
And contending. That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, even what are even the examples? You know, like, who are Trey-like players that teams have successfully built around and won championships?
None.
Not really, right? Like,
none.
The Blazers tried their damnedest to do it with Damian Lillard and couldn't do it, and now he's on a different team.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the other guys that are even Trey-like?
I don't know. When's the last?
Because don't say Steph, and I know you're not going to,
I'm not
but
say
don't
Steph.
Say that because that's not the same thing, okay?
But no, what I think of is, you know, the only one I'm trying to think back as far as I can, only like 6 foot or lower best player on the team championship guy was Isaiah.
Okay.
I mean, they did it with Iverson, but they had a strong infrastructure around Iverson.
And those builds, you know, are incredibly similar.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. They had a hell of an infrastructure around
they
him.
They put defense and toughness and rebounding and just absolute like behemoths beside those guys. And then they let him eat.
Yep.
Okay. But none of that. Okay, Isaiah won championships in the late 80s, so that was a long time ago. Not to take anything away from him. He won some championships back then. And Allen Iverson got close, for sure. At least got there. I don't know how close they were. They won one game against the Lakers, but they got there. I also would contend that he's a step above Trey, Allen Iverson.
Yes.
Like, Allen Iverson's one of the all-time, certainly of this era, offensive weapons and players and all that kind of stuff. So, okay, but those are the Trey-like players. I mean, that's, first of all, really hard. Second of all, no one's really done it. And third of all, we've seen the Hawks try to do it, and because it's so hard, get worse at it year over year. Okay, so you could try to do it again if you want. Like, if that's what you want to try to do, you could try to go back to the drawing board and say, okay, 4 years ago, we did a little bit better when we maybe had a center, because it was Capella, but it was 4 years
ago. It was four years ago, Capella.
Who could actually defend and do some things.
Run and do all those things.
You had some better shooters around him, and okay, so it kind of, but still, top end then was 50 wins. So is that the goal? Not really. You were nowhere near winning a championship. I don't care what people say about tripping on refs and stuff like that. Like, that was not a championship team. Okay, so then what's the other path? So you trade him. Well, that's tough, because you look at what teams get back when they trade max contract players.
Yeah.
Like, look, the Blazers didn't get a lot for Damian Lillard.
No.
They got some draft picks.
No.
Okay. Like, that's all right. So, draft picks, then that's a rebuild.
And we're talking between, and when you talk about, because it's the simple conversation of which two players, everybody talks about the two guards here. Like, who you get more for?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's my thing. Like, I understand where DB's coming from as far as, you know, trading them both and all those different things. I don't see that happening. But I think the more as the season waned on, and I'm not putting the team's record how they play without Trey, because they still stunk. You know what I mean? Like, Trey left, they were in 10, and we came back, they were in 10. And so I view it from the standpoint of who has the most value. And if you're going to restart it, then both of them got to go. Both of them, you need to go ahead and just restart all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
Because we've been through it already.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to ask a team to do.
Yeah.
Because you know what that means.
Yes, you know what that means. That means we got to see Kent Bazemores and Torian Prince's.
And those are the good guys.
Yes. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have
to
go.
Those guys you're excited to
see that kind of stuff, man. And it sucks because, you know, I did have, you know, I thought it would be better than they are right now. That's my biggest thing. I didn't think, and I kept saying this about that Eastern Conference team, I said, that's a blip.
Mm-hmm.
That's a blip because it's a franchise, because this franchise is not a consistent winner. Now, they win games. They've been in playoffs a number of times, but I'm talking about Eastern Conference Finals franchise every other year, every third year? No.
No. I thought that they had built something that was going to be like, you know, middle of the pack Eastern Conference. Some years 6 seed, some years 4 seed. Maybe you win a first round. Maybe you get hot like they did 4 years ago. And, like, maybe a fringe conference championship contender every other couple of years. But that hasn't been it either. Like, it's gotten worse from there. So, yeah, I mean, back to the drawing board seems like the right thing to do. I guess you could go the other route, which folks are suggesting, which is, and you can't say build around, because you don't build around a player like DeJounte. No offense to him. He's very good.
Mm-hmm.
You can build with him.
With him.
I think it's easier to build a starting five starting with DeJounte than it is starting with Trey, because it's really hard to build a functioning team around a guy like Trey.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't know how good a team is that's built starting there. Like, so you go DeJounte, Jalen Johnson, and blank, and that's your slate. Like, that's a tough ask, too, because those guys that's too good to get you a real draft pick. The only way that you build from the ground up in this league is to be bad enough to get a top draft pick and mm-hmm. get the right guy.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
The problem is,
the biggest thing
they
is
tried it.
They tried
it. And they had him.
And then they traded him. And that's the thing about it. They traded him. And today's with these young men coming into this league, you don't know who is one. You damn sure don't. I'm sorry. You just don't. You don't know if, because there's so much responsibility that goes with it. It ain't a fact of, okay, I can get my numbers. No, you got to be responsible for a lot of things when you're a franchise player. And right now, I mean, we've been talking about, it's a wing-driven game. You got Ness. You got to have a point guard and distributor. Don't get me wrong. It's a wing-driven game. It is. You got to have that two-way stud. And probably two of them at least.
That's right. That's
right.
You
know, to win championships.
Because the answer to what the Hawks need to do is the same, whether they keep Trey or keep DeJounte or whatever it is. They need to get one of the five best wing players in the NBA.
Yes.
And then you can contend for championships. Or have an outlier who's a generational player at a different position, like a Jokic.
An Embiid.
Or an Embiid, which they haven't even contended for championships, so they're not really an example. Mm-hmm. Or Steph Curry or something like that.
Yeah.
Which, okay, so how do you do that? Yeah. Well, usually it's you suck.
Been there. Been there, done that.
Try that.
Yeah.
Didn't work. It's a tough spot, man. That's the reality of it. It's a really, really tough spot. They have a lot of really hard questions to answer, and there's no easy fix for it at all. So it's going to be an interesting offseason, to be sure. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending. Sports Radio 92 on the game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.